This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to visas for people who came to the U.S. to use their skills in, for instance, tech, science, and engineering. President-elect Joe Biden has pledged to clarify H-1B visa rules for many who've been left uncertain about when they might have to leave. Marketplace's Andy Euler has that.
It's a typical weekday evening for Monarch Suter. He lives in Savage, Minnesota, a suburb of the Twin Cities.
I was just about to make a dinner. My wife is on the way from work.
On the menu tonight, paneer tikka masala with garlic naan. Monarch and his wife Ankita are Indian citizens. He's an electrical engineer for a high-tech metal fabricator. He's been on an H-1B visa for 10 years, but says these last four have been particularly difficult. Every 3 years, he has to renew it. And the last time, the cost went up to $1,500.
Not only financial burden, but mental stress and emotional craziness.
The last time he saw his parents was in 2016. He doesn't go back because he's worried immigration officials just might not let him back into the U.S. Sandra Feist is a Suter's attorney. She says Trump's executive orders and policy changes deliberately made the process more difficult and discouraging for immigrants.
On the bureaucratic front, what they've done is just make the process much more cumbersome and unpredictable.
She says it's unrealistic to think that the Trump-era regulations and rules will be thrown out on the first day of the Biden administration, but she's hopeful the tone of the department will change. She says under Trump, the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, or USCIS,
changed its mission statement from a mission that was focused on providing service to customers, who are the immigrants, to a Department of Labor-esque mission that is about protecting American workers.
President-elect Biden has said he supports allowing more highly skilled workers into the country. But David Beer at the Cato Institute says because immigration policy is so politically divisive, he isn't confident the Biden administration will be able to follow through.
This is the one area of immigration policy where the Biden team has put out sort of a lukewarm statement about his views on work visas, particularly high skilled work visas.
Meanwhile, there's a deadline hanging over Monarch Suter and his wife. Her visa is dependent on his, and it expires on February 11th. They submitted the renewal back in September, but Monarch isn't confident it'll get renewed in time for her to avoid losing her job.
I mean, that's part of the reason why even we are still not able to plan for baby. And I mean, I'm 35, my wife is 32, and we are at a stage, clock is ticking, but it's a big step forward moving in our life.
He says like any other family trying to make ends meet in the U.S., they need two incomes if they want to be able to expand their family. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.